fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Settlers had more to fear than outlaws and hostile Indians. Confidence men and swindlers crowded the new territory. But these criminals found one man who could match their cleverness. The masked rider of the plains outwitted them at every turn. He fought for justice through the length and breadth of seven states. Nothing could discourage him, and he finally brought law and order, peace and security to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We must stop for Richmond State! Come fighting on the trail ahead! Hello, Silver! Away!
It was the dead of night, and the stagecoach, rolling and talking on the trail to Ridgeville, was still many miles from its destination. Ahead of the stage, listening to the thunder that approached, were two men, one masked, the other an Indian. They were mounted on powerful horses and hidden behind a clump of trees when...
There it is, fellow.
Remember, keep the attention of the guard and driver after you stop them. I want them to see what I'm doing.
How'd I do that?
Yes, you know. We'll tell you what you're going to be worried about.
Stop that stage! Pull up your horses before we fire!
Oh, hold on! Get up! Get away, you sinners!
This is a warning! I fire it over your heads! The next shot will come closer!
You won't get no more from us tonight than you did the other time.
Never mind that. Watch them, Thomas.
Me watch them.
See that they don't try anything.
Hey, where are you going, stranger? You climb atop the back end of the stage.
Nice front, both of you. Now that you know what to do, they disobey.
You look this way.
I see if I could figure you two fellas out. I saw the outlaws held up this stage just so it makes sense. Stop, stranger. Last me year we had to carry anything worth to take him. If you fellas really want a good chicken, you go where there was to be had.
You not talk.
Now look, if we ain't...
You keep quiet.
But there's nothing.
All right, Pedro. You can go on now.
You ain't fairly looking at it, Northman. If we told you you wouldn't find it, whatever it was.
On your way.
Now, come on, Dan. Rip up them horses and high chairs. Get up! Get off! Get up there! Get off! Get off!
They didn't see me put that letter in the mail sack that they came across it.
No. Them not see it.
Good. This Tesla will get us in the morning and act on it. There's no other way we could do it. We'd try to convince him his brother was sending false information in order to ruin him. He'd never believe us. He can't imagine that Nate hates him enough to loan him money on the ranch and scheme to make him lose everything so that Nate can take it over.
That's right.
We're going to get to Ridgeville ahead of the stage company.
Uh-huh.
We'll make camp close to town. Then we'll see what happens. I'll find out what orders Lake gives his foreman. You keep an eye on Lake to see that he doesn't learn the truth before he should.
Me do that.
Then come, Kimasabe. We'll have to finish what we've started.
Come on!
Get another shout!
In the morning, when the stage, driven by Dan and Sleepy, reached Ridgeville, Lake Custer, the rancher, was one of the crowd on hand to greet it.
Hey there, Dan.
Got a gun for me yet?
Hello, Lee.
You'll have to wait till Mr. Cross to get the chance to look through the bag. Sleepy, drive back and throw that mail sack down.
It's all well, Dan. Gosh, but ain't come this time. I don't know what's in it. I've been looking for word from Nate for a week or more.
Well, it's likely on the way.
Here you are, Mr. Cross.
Hey, I was there for getting you. You know, them same two armies that held us up the other time stopped the stage again last night. That's a fact, so help me. The one of them was masked, and the other was a redskin, like I told you they were before.
Did they get anything?
Nothing so far as me and Sleepy could find out. Ain't that so, Sleepy?
If they did, I don't know what it could have been.
But I think I got them fellas figured out.
Yeah?
The way I look at it is this. They're like the greenhorns at stage robbing, see? And after they stop the stage, they get cold feet and clear out without even making a search for valuables. Tell them how we fooled them fellas last night, Dave.
That's good. We told them it wasn't Jerry they were stealing. And they just the same as took our word for it. And that's with a whole box full of folded money sent through for the bank.
There's the colonel.
Hi there, Colonel. What are you doing away from the fort?
Hello, ma'am.
Good morning, Colonel. Thought three soldiers were too busy to come to town.
Well, as a matter of fact, Leif, all I came for was to find out whether you started your drive yet or not.
Man, do it till I hear from me. It's gone funny that he don't write.
Hey, Lee,
a letter from me?
Yes, he is.
Hey, that's the best news I've had in Tuesday. You give me that.
What's it say?
Give me a chance to read it, won't you?
It's an Abilene or Cheyenne.
Oh, let me see. Looks like Nate had somebody else write it for him. He never was much of a hand with a pen.
Oh, God, what's it say?
Boys, it's Abilene.
They're paying top prices, Lee?
They are, from what's written here. Come on, fellas. Let's ride out and give Whitey the word to get started. So long, fellas. So long.
Where's he got your herd, Dave?
Just there, just north of town, out in the flat. All set to go. The boys are keeping a bunch. The chuck wagon's loaded with grub, and as soon as I give the word, they'll be on their way. Who's still there?
This means a lot to you, doesn't it, Ray?
Sure does, Colonel. Get up, boy. Get up. I'll be able to pay Nate what I borrow. Buy some more pure bread to improve the stock and fix up the house the way Marty liked to have it fixed.
Leif, I was just wondering if I could mention something.
Huh? Mention something?
We've been friends for a long time.
Ever since you come west, you were put in charge of the fort.
And I've known Nate as long as I've known you, Leif.
What are you getting at?
You won't be offended if I speak my mind?
Colonel, anytime one friend can't say to another what he'd like to say, then they ain't friends, that's all.
Well, in the first place, I suppose you knew Nate hoped to marry Martha. He wasn't very well pleased when she married you instead.
Colonel, he was madder than a horse.
And he is. What I'm getting at is this. Are you sure he got over being mad?
Hey, you ain't serious, are you?
I wondered if I...
Who ever heard of anybody bearing a grudge for 10 years or more?
You couldn't, Lake. But there's a lot of difference between you and your brother.
I don't know if I just said it.
Lake, who was it suggested that Nate find out which would be the best market for your beef?
Why, it was me. He's all gone nice of him, too.
You don't think that, well, that he'd like to see you lose out, do you? After all, he holds a mortgage on your place.
Colonel, you're loco.
I just mentioned it.
Then forget it. I ain't getting mad because I sat in his lane while you didn't say anything. Like you figured it was for my own good. Nate ain't easy to understand. But you can take my word for it, he's all right.
Then there's no one more happy than I am to know it.
Sure, I know you'd take it that way. Well, here we are. You just watch me start the boys hustling. There's Whitey now. Hey, Whitey!
Howdy, boss. Any word yet?
You're heading for Abilene.
That's what made wrote this?
Whoa. Hey, sure did. Now get a move on. Tell the boys there ain't no time to be wasted. I want these herds in Abilene while the market's paying top prices. Get, Whitey, get.
You bet, boss.
Hey, sorry, Lem. We're heading for Abilene. Tie up your horses. Get your gear. Boys, we're on our way.
Boys.
With Whitey, the foreman, in charge, and with a large sail crew to assist him, the herd began the long trek to Abilene. A week, 2 weeks passed by. And then one evening, Tonto raced into the well-hidden camp he shared with the Lone Ranger.
Oh, South, oh, oh, oh. Me here, bad news.
Bad news, Tonto?
They find out about brother.
You mean he's learned Nate was trying to trick him?
That's right.
How did it happen?
Him help clean out bunkhouse. Him find letter.
Yes?
It letter and Nate writes a fella named Whitey.
Nate Foreman. But what did the letter say?
It say Whitey and another fella do what Nate wants. Nate pay him good.
Whitey and the rest of the crew and Nate pay?
Letter tell all about schemes.
I was afraid this might happen.
Nate ride to port. Talk to Colonel. Ask help.
Help from the soldiers?
Nate want soldier ride after cattle. Stop. Third.
Tonto, we can't allow that. How long has he been at the fort?
Him not go there when we ride away, but him say him go there.
Here, Silver. Tonto, we've got to ride to the fort. Tell Nate what we did. Tell him that we took his brother's letter from the stage and put a different letter in its place a few days later. He's got to let his herd continue to Kansas.
Maybe him not believe you.
He'll have to believe us if he doesn't. If he sends his herd to Cheyenne instead, he'll be ruined. Come on, give
him a
shout. Come on, Silver. Custer, both confused and angered by the discovery he had made, arrived at the fort and rushed into the presence of Colonel Hogan, while the masked man and Tonto were still on their way. They told the Colonel what had happened and appealed to him for aid.
You've got to help me, Colonel. If you don't, I lose every dollar, every acre, every head of cattle I got.
I'm not surprised at this, Lace. How did you find it out?
Nate wrote to Whitey, and Whitey, the double-crossing coyote, pushed the letter down behind his bunk. I'd never known anything about it if I hadn't got the notion of having the bunkhouse cleaned while the boys were gone.
I'll do anything I can, of course, Lee. But what do you wish?
Send troopers after them, skunks. Head the cattle off and get them started for Cheyenne before it's too late.
But, Lee,
it's all that can be done, Colonel. They've got a 2 week start. They clear the state for now. If I asked the sheriff to go after them, he wouldn't have no jurisdiction anyhow.
Yes, that's true.
And besides, there's 12 of them polecats and crew. The sheriff couldn't handle them fellas, even if he had the right to.
Yes, but I...
Colonel, I reckon he's savvy. I wouldn't be asking nobody for help. If it wasn't, they didn't have to.
I know, Lee. I'm not hesitating because I don't wish to help.
And you will?
Yes, Lee, I will. I may be stretching my authority, but I'll do it.
I knowed it, Colonel. I knowed you would.
I'll take a dozen men with me.
You're going yourself?
Things are quiet here. If this is going to be done right, I'll see that it's done right.
Colonel... You're the kind of a friend worth having.
I suppose you know I'm sorry about, well, about Nate.
I wouldn't have believed it, but I hadn't seen evidence with my own eyes. I honest, it never once come into my head that Nate didn't think as much of me as I always thought of him. Funny thing, though.
Yes?
When I told Marty about it, she didn't seem no way surprised. All she said was that she hadn't figured that way. And that's why she didn't never consider getting hitched to him.
Martha's a clever woman.
And a fine one. Well, Colonel, when do you think we can get started?
There's no reason why we can't start first thing in the morning. The herd has a 2 week start on us, but it shouldn't take us long to catch up. Yes?
Well, the sentry reports two outlaws approaching the fort, sir. One is masked, and the other one seems to be an Indian. It's thought they're the men who've been holding up the stage.
My golly, them cook?
I can say we're certain it's them, sir.
Fine. Blake? The fact that those two men were known to be at large in this district was the only thing that made me hesitate to do as you asked. But now not even that's going to stand in my way.
Yeah?
Here's our chance to make them prisoners and rid this country of two more outlaws. Orderly.
Yes, sir.
We'll fix a trap for those men. Tell Sergeant Lawson to take a detail of men and set a trap. If they attempt to escape, he's to shoot them down. I want those men captured by any means. By heavens, two outlaws as good as ours and more to come. Blake, that's a good sign.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. When an orderly reported that the Lone Ranger and Tonto had been seen approaching the fort, Colonel Hogan believed them to be outlaws and ordered a trap set for their capture. Now we see the masked man and his faithful Indian companion racing toward the fort, unaware of the danger ahead.
There's the fort, Tonto. They will still be there. He's left. We would have met him on the trail.
That's right.
Come on, old fellow. Up, Scout. I wonder if...
What matter?
It's possible that we've been seen approaching.
Back the trail a ways, I think I saw a rider swing from cover and take a short cut across country to the fort.
Me not.
I might have been mistaken.
Silver, come on, boy.
What are you stopping for?
Oh, man. What's wrong, Silver? Come on, old fellow.
What's going on?
Silver usually knows what he's doing.
Sorry, Silver. Do you see something?
Got him. Watch out. Back, Silver. Back, old fellow. Get the traps out of him. That's all the glint of a gun. Silver, you hit me all right. I can't run their fire. Then run hard. Then come this way.
Come on. Get him up.
Down. Silver saved our lives. Him plenty star horse.
He saw those soldiers before we did.
Tonto, they must think we're outlaws. And now that they're looking for us, our last chance to get the race is gone.
Now what we do?
There's just one thing left to do.
What's that?
You and I have done our best many times, Kimasabi. We set the law after outlaws. Now, however, we've got to do exactly the opposite. To save Lace, to get his cattle safely to Abilene, but just to see that the law doesn't get to Whitney and his men.
That's plenty strange.
It is strange. But Tonto, and the soldiers we fighting these men before Lace hurt us in Kansas, everything we've worked for is lost. Come on, Filmer!
The troopers pursued the masked man and Tonto, but in the end they were forced to admit failure and return to the fort. This did not interfere with Colonel Hogan's plans. In the morning, he assembled 12 picked men, and placing himself at their head with Lay at his side, rode out of the fort toward Abilene.
How soon do you figure we ought to catch up to them?
That's difficult to say. We can cover as much ground in one day as they can in 3 or 4. We're bound to reach them long before they get to Abilene.
They pressed on day after day over rough and level country, treading narrow canyons, galloping across open tableland, fording swift mountain streams and quiet rivers. They paused only when necessary and took up the trail again at the earliest possible moment. Throughout the entire journey, unknown to them, the masked man and Tonto paralleled their course.
You see the soldiers, Tonto?
Heaven's far off.
Just make them out below us, man.
And find bird.
Soon. But before they reach bird, they must pass through Keyhole Pass. When they get that far, I think they'll meet with a surprise. Come on, old fellow scout.
As they drew near Keyhole Pass, Lace Custer, Colonel Hogan, and the troopers were aware that the herd they were following could not be far beyond.
It won't be long now till we show them, Colonel.
It won't. If we don't see the cattle before we're through the pathway, then I miss my guess completely. Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Ride ahead and find out if anything can be seen.
Right, sir.
Get up. What was that for, Colonel?
Take a look through the pass. Let's get a fairly good view now. Doesn't that look like duck to you?
Why, thunder, it does.
Kind of dust the trail herd would raise?
That's them troopers shooting.
We'll know as soon as Larson returns.
Hey, he's waving. That's them, all right. Yep, here comes the sergeant back like he's trying to win a race.
Is it them?
It is, sir.
We'll be up to them in less than an hour.
Don't slack, sir.
Well,
take a look up above. Look where that rat is.
Come in.
Well, Andy, a white horse in the paper. That one fellow. He's wearing a mask.
The outlaws, we almost trapped it. What can they be doing up there?
I don't know.
Ah, straight up then.
I find there's a blasting powder up there.
Hey, look, the pass is blocked up. That landslide blocked it right into the middle of the mountains we're up against.
All this metal pay for this.
But what do we do?
The only thing we can do. Look for another way through these hills.
But maybe that'll take days.
Maybe. Maybe I've been through this country before.
I know it will.
The yellow coyotes. Look, there they go. Colonel, there's just one thing I'm hoping for. That I can take care of them skunk curtains.
There's no use wasting time talking about it. The thing to do is to find a way through the hills just as fast as we can. To the east, men! Forward!
Colonel Hogan and his party searched for a second opening in the hills. It took them 3 days to find one. Those 3 days saw Lake Hurd that much closer to its destination. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had kept in the rear of the herd, on the alert for the trooper's reappearance. When the soldiers had found the trail and made camp for the night beyond the hills, the masked man had already planned his next move. He seen the Tonto just before dawn the next morning. Quiet, sir.
Tonto.
You're
taking the hobbles off the horses?
No.
Get ready. Get something on it.
You ready?
Yes. Tonto, I think this is going to win, sir. The herd needs only 12 hours more. Then I believe.
That's right.
And by the time the soldiers have recaptured their horses after they've scattered them, the herd will have the 12 hours start.
Mm.
You saw no one stay?
No. They won't.
You good. Now all the noise we can make, you look at it.
Keep firing as fast as you can.
Come on, get away, scout! Come on, get away!
The horses!
It's an
ass man!
Fire
out
those cushions,
guys!
Get ready to fire up, yes? I'd like to get those cushions and break their neck!
You get
him! He's almost in the cattle again!
Turn me in! Wait until we get to be this
far! Go after the horses! What do you suppose?
Take the assault, men, and get those horses back!
Frightened animals led the troopers a weary chase. Several of the horses escaped completely, and the others were regained only after hours of footsore pursuit. Ahead of them, at the end of the long overland trail, Whitey and his crew were hazing the cattle into Aberdeen public corral.
Run them in, boys!
Drop
those turns on!
Hey there, Whitey.
Nate!
Whoa.
Nate, what the dickens are you doing here in Abilene?
What am I doing here?
Are you a local agent?
What in the name of a thousand devils are you doing here?
Well, you bungled Abe's cattle like you wrote us to.
Like I what?
Say, are you crazy? You wrote Nate and said he was the tender critters here. You think I'd have come here if you hadn't?
I never wrote no such thing. I said as plain as can be that Lake should send his cattle to Cheyenne.
You did, man. I seen the letter.
Huh?
I seen it. I tell you, Lake showed it to me.
What does it mean?
I don't care.
It means you've got to sell Lake's cows right here. If you took them out again, where'd it get back to Lake?
Just as sure as you ain't got the sense of a maverick steer.
Abilene's paying top prices. Lake will clean up. He'll pay off what he owes me, and my plans will go for nothing.
But how was I to know?
Now, just unlike the letter said, Lake told me.
Look what's coming. A masked man with a red skin.
Hey, right
now. Now, what the deuce?
There's going to be some explanations, mate.
What right have you got?
I believe those men you see riding this way will be interested in hearing them.
What men?
Troopers.
If you look closer, you'll see your brother is with them.
It's great. I'm getting out of here.
No, you don't.
What up, then, son?
Nothing till the soldiers take over, which won't be long.
Hold that masked man.
It's him that's holding us.
Hold
where'd you come from?
Well, it's like this, Leif.
I'm explaining, Nate. And don't attempt to make a break for it.
Ranger, I'm putting you under arrest. The Indian idiot.
Very well. But hear me out first.
What do you got to say to us? If Whitey's had a chance to sell these critters yet, you're the same as busted me.
Wait. It's Abilene that's paying top prices, Leif. Go on, Nate. Tell him the truth. You've got nothing more to lose now.
Nate, is what the last fella says true?
Yeah, I reckon it.
But I don't care, really. Nate, I know all about your crookedness. I found the letter you wrote to Whitey here.
The letter?
You couldn't have.
Yep.
Found it behind these bunks. There was no use in trying to lie out. But what I can't see is, when you wanted to trick me, why you'd send me where beef prices are good.
He didn't.
Huh?
I'll prove it to you. Take a look at this. I've been saving it for you.
It's harder.
The one Nate really wrote. It advises you to send your cattle to Cheyenne.
I feel
hear me out. One of your men was away from the ranch for several weeks recently, wasn't he?
There was Jack.
Right. He was here in Abilene. I heard Nate boasting to Tex in one of the cafes about what he planned to do to you.
He did?
I couldn't tell you the truth because you wouldn't have believed me. Instead, I took Nate's letter from the stage and put another in its place several days later. It told the truth about the murder.
Then you are today's robbers. That was your reason for stopping the ridge of the stage.
It was, Colonel. Later, when Nate found out his brother was attempting to trick him, he thought we'd be ruined if his herd reached Abilene. Colonel and I rode to the fort to explain that we were fired upon. The only thing left, then, was to prevent your interference.
Mister, I reckon you and the Colonel here, and most of the men with us, got some apologies to make to you. But there's just one thing more I'd like to ask you.
Yes?
Why was Nate right here on the spot?
Because he thought it was the safest place. He'd written you to go to Cheyenne and had no reason to believe that message wasn't delivered. He reasoned that for staying here, he'd be sure to dodge you.
Stranger, I take back what I said about putting you and the Indian under arrest. It's Nate and the crew that sold out to him who'll go to jail.
One moment. Let me have Nate's letter that I gave you to look at, Nate.
Why, sure. Here you are.
Thanks. Now then.
Hello down there.
It's the only we left us we got.
I am.
What's it?
Lee, I think you'll understand.
I do say this. Well, you see, Colonel, even if Lee is a crook, he's my brother, too. And it won't nobody but me that he tried to harm.
But these other men, the ones who helped him.
Can't hardly jail them without jailing me, Colonel.
Perhaps you're right. But if I...
Just I ain't a resentful man. I figure they've been punished enough. Nate was punished by him not going through. The rest of them got it two ways. They lose good jobs with me, and I got a suspicion that with the way things turned out, they won't be getting paid what Nate offered them either. Nope. You do like the masked man here. Let bygones be bygones.
Come on, kill them all, fellas! There's an Indian uprising in the red tent! Hurry, old boy! Hurry, old kill them! Hurry!
Feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.